Come one, come all.
Muddy boots will wander where sneakers never will.
Moving on the back roads, through the backwoods, and into the cracks of our imagination.
A podcast disguised as a sound painting.
Or is it a sound painting disguised as a podcast?
Tune in to hear a patchwork of sound, snippet, and song.
Field recordings from wherever.
The random whimsical.
And the rare and not so rare.
Hello, everybody. Hello, everybody on the other side.
You have a dream problem, don't you?
How did you know?
Turner. Roger, under. You want to go
one? They always send the dreamies to me.
Well, all I want is to stop dreaming.
Roger, over. Over that, Roger.
Yeah, we got that. Roger. Can you hear me, Roger? Over
now. Now, is the squadron ready? When I count to 1,003, everybody up on that wall. The other people are rising up now.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Starlight Tinelli, here to present What Dreams May Come, Part 11, or sometimes known as What Dreams May Come Beside an Ancient Oak. You can find all 10 of the previous episodes at muddybootsradio.org. Anywho, the theme, like the title suggests, is dreams, and with that in mind, I've been pondering something of late, specifically the blurred lines between dreams and the waking state. Like, how do you truly know the world around you is real? Is this all a dream, a real dream, or an unreal dream? I mean, the past three submissions of mine to this intro have all been a blur. I type in the title, write the words out, but something always changes before I finish. It might change with this one too. It's always in the title, at the very end. Do I sound crazy? It's like there's this other power with me in my body, or in my cats, and its intent is never obvious and straightforward. It's like every single letter of what it communicates is the exact opposite of what you'd expect, the furthest away from its true meaning that it can possibly get. My player piano group looked slightly concerned that I was telling them this, especially when we should be focusing on stenciling music roles. But they nodded in understanding anyway. And so I continued. This cryptic feeling, it's something I may never understand. I might just be hallucinating all of these experiences, which is why I'm perhaps starting to lose my grasp on reality. But very rarely, I do get some kind of clear-cut call to action from this indescribable thing. And it's often so small that I can barely even see it. What I want to know is, am I mad? Is the world around me disintegrating from the surrealism of it all? starting from this introduction and looking back at my own slippery past? Or is there really some hidden force beyond my control? I can't make sense of it all. And then suddenly, the player piano group responded in swift unison. That's not my hellish wasteland of a geometric mindscape. That's my dream.
Ay, no, no. sleep tight.
So you sleep tight.
I wonder what he looks like. Yum. Like big and fat, or thin and small. Does he sleep all through the daytime? Does he go to bed at all? In the morning.
In the morning. Sandman's gone. Sandman's gone.
You gonna use that on me?
Correct.
Now, in layman's terms, this is what happens. First, I'm going to hypnotize you and put you to sleep. Now, you'll go through several stages of sleep, the final one being the dream state, or REM sleep. Now, the augmenter here will pass you quickly through those first stages and lock you into REM sleep. And that'll allow me to hold you there while I watch your brain at work.
My brain?
Mm-hmm. Then, I'll suggest a dream to you. In your case, an effective dream.
That's dangerous.
Well, the augmenter changes nothing, George. Miss Crouch, could you bring Mr. Orr a consent to hypnosis form, please? Thank you.
Bronson, I keep getting this crazy thought. This crazy thought that I'm going to wake up and none of this will have happened. I'll wake up in a cool bed. It'll be night outside. And there'll be a wind. Branches rustling. Shadows on the sidewalk. A moon. Traffic noises. Automobiles. Garbage cans. Milk bottles. And voices.
There was a scientist on the radio this morning. He said that it'll get a lot hotter more each day, now that we're moving so close to the sun. And that's why we're... That's why...
Oh, these are my mammy blues. I'm gonna tell you just what they mean. Here's the bee, my sugar bird. You ain't sweet no mammy more. You should be my sugar. You ain't sweet no more. Cause you mistreat me and you throw me from your door. Mama, mama, I sell it all. Keep it for my mammy's self, mama. Cause I sell it, keep it for myself. Mama done got tired of sleeping by myself. Well, my mama, she didn't like me, ma. Papi, give me mammy's way. Mama didn't like me, Papi, give me way. That's the very reason I'm a wandering tiger today. Talking about your stroller, but you just bought a sweet mammy mine. Talking about your stroller, just bought a sweet mine. She ain't so good looking, but she do dress fine. She was standing on a corner between 25th and Family Main. She stood on a corner between 25th and Main. And a blind man seated in a dumb man called her name. And it don't man ask to say, who's your regular man could be? Don't man ask to, who your man can be? And that blind man told her, said you look good to me.
Lime green.
Skippy green, Skippy green.
Scum, drum, drum, da, dee, 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 dee,
dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee, dee,
thank you. Insane. I know I'm not insane. It's enough to drive me insane.
Back up, George. Dreams are not harmful. For instance, daydreams can be wonderful. I have them all the time. I dream heroics. I save the girl or the whole damn planet. Haber saves the world.
Yeah, I daydream sometimes that I have a cabin by the ocean.
Ah, that's nice. What does that tell you about yourself?
That I'm a masochist. Nobody can afford a cabin by the ocean anymore.
Amazing. Now what?
He's not an evil man. Now, he means well. It's just that I'm in a position to be used by him like an instrument. Now, he can't do that, even if his aims are good. Nobody can play God. But he doesn't realize that. That's why I tried taking drugs to suppress my dreams. I just want to get cured.
Of drugs?
Of dreaming.
يا زينو 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 يا ز
يا حبيبي في بعدك ظلموني الاهل والخلان، وحبيبي اليوم هنود وقالوا ساعدك بيه. احبابي واهلي حواليك فرحانه برجوعك لي، وانا قلبي ملك ايديك يا غلا من رمش عني. حبيبي عايد لي بعدي ما كان بعيد، بعدي ما كان بعيد،
بعدي ما كان بعيد، بعدي ما كان بعيد.
اغني وردوا علي، اغني وردوا علي، اليوم قليب تعيد، اليوم قليب تعيد،
اليوم قليب تعيد، اليوم قليب تعيد.
غزالي هو بعين وقلبي يقول لي وين، غزالي هو بعين وقلبي يقول لي وين. يا زينو يا با يا زينو، يا زينو يا با يا كلامي. انا ما انا قلت انه مش هيحصل القصر.
والله هتوحشنا يا باشا، ما تغيبش في العزبه.
اغيب؟ اغيب ازاي؟ هو انا اقدر اقف وسط الجاموس والدبان بدل مجالس الوظاويز والغزلان؟ الدواء الدواء يا عالم، الواد سرور هيفوت القصر.
Current's off again.
It stays on a shorter time each day. Norma, what if it shuts off and doesn't come back on again? This place would be like an oven. As hot as it is, it could be so much worse. Oh, Norma, it could be so much worse. Norma. Please paint something cool today. Paint something pastoral. With a waterfall and trees bending in the wind. Please paint something cool. Don't paint the sun anymore! Don't paint the sun anymore!
Suppose you friend the old hurt inside, the walls ascend, yet floweth the tide, thoughts do attend to hinder your stride. Perfect fear casteth out love, perfect love casteth out fear. The things you think were doubtless all thunk, upon the brink, below cobweb junk, cometh a wink, pry open the trunk. Perfect fear casteth out love, perfect love casteth out fear. The verse you speak is a wee token, but if you're weak, it goes unspoken. The lips that squeak shall not be broken. Perfect fear casteth out love. Perfect love casteth out fear. A pain will bite, likewise has bitten. With all his might, makes you feel smitten. But use your sight, what's to be written. Perfect fear casteth out love. Perfect love casteth out fear.
Thank you. Dr. Haber, is the patient diagnosed as neurotic or psychotic?
The patient's diagnosis is not for public record, Ms. Lalash. I'm surprised at you. Besides, it's my augmenter that interests you, right? Well, anyway, you know what they say. Neurotics build castles in the sky, psychotics live in them.
And psychiatrists collect the rent.
Hmm. Very good. Very good, Ms. Lalash.
Kiss me now.
do this. You're good. You paint real good. My wife used to paint.
Please, please leave us alone. We didn't do you any harm. Please.
She was so fragile. Just a little thing. She couldn't take this heat. I tried to keep her cool, but she couldn't take the heat!
Whoa, 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 whoa. that lazy Susan and everybody take what they want off it. Hurry, hurry, grab it, grab, 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 grab. We're playing food roulette, food roulette. Yes, there's a poison declare on there. We have a poison declare on there, and somebody's gonna get it. Now, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it. We don't know which one's the poison declare. No, 130 on there. Spin, 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 the lazy Susan. Spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it, spin it. Is everybody lined up? Everybody lined up to get their declare. Spin it now. Spin it, spin it, spin it. Don't spin it so fast they whirl off. That way lies madness. Yes.
See or seem is but a dream within a dream, so says Edgar Allan Poe. Well, hello again. My name is Tenali Von Gazer here, and we've just heard Side A of What Dreams May Come, Part 11, or sometimes known as What Dreams May Come or Not. Be sure to check out previous episodes or sound paintings, which is what I prefer to call them, over yonder at muddybootsradio.org. Also on the site is the playlist, as well as other bits and pieces. Alrighty, be sure to stay tuned for the B-side. See you there.